going dark into God.
What's that? They hate to say what?
They hate to come out there and say they believe going dark, they do Almighty God. I could ask some of the elements, yes. There's been some people that rushed their doctors. What would have happened? That a fool would get through wishes and try to find something to make the money. Just like get my son-in-law's mother there. She had a little pain and she kind of couldn't take her breath. All right, they called her part of the hospital. She stayed there 7 days and the bill was $1,300 and some odd. What you know about that? Them doctors, just like everybody else, that they're after the money. That's the poor woman right there, Miss. She's kind of suffering with her back. But because she's trying to adopt herself, she went to the hospital in Ocean Springs. She went to Biloxi. Run tests on her, this and that. First thing you know, she died. If she'd have stayed home and tended herself and prayed a little bit, that's some way to help her out, she might be living today.
Yeah.
Now, do you know what they call the male in a herd of cattle, mister?
Well, you already asked that before.
Oh, I did?
Sure.
Okay.
I ain't been fooling around that kind of work. I've been on a boat in water.
What about your horse? What would you call the male horse?
I told you that.
Okay.
A stallion.
Okay. Now, the male sheep, you call him the...
The ram, I guess.
Okay. And the female sheep, you call the...
I don't know. Sometimes I can't think of the right way. I never heard nobody call that sheep that.
The yoke? You ever heard?
Female sheep.
Okay. And what is it they have on their backs? The sheep have on their backs?
Huh?
What does the sheep have on their backs?
Wool, man.
Okay, all right. Now, a male hog you call the...
Well, male hog.
Yeah.
I know you call a few sow.
Yeah.
And, I don't know.
What do you have a name for the castrated male hog? Okay.
See, I ain't been putting a living with all that kind of stuff.
Okay. Now, what might you say to your horse when you want him to go?
What?
What might you say to your horse when you want him to go?
Well, it's all kind of it. You don't have to say nothing if you're a good horse.
You got a good horse? Yep.
The old rim to do. What you call it, just tap him on the back, he'll go.
Yeah. But did you ever have a word you might say to him?
Get up, something like that.
Okay. And what would you say to him to make him stop?
Well, that's simple enough. That's wool.
And to get him between the traces, if you're backing him into a buggy, what would you say?
I wouldn't say nothing. I just, if he knows, if that horse knows exactly when you bring him down to that shaft.
Okay.
Just back him up, that's all. Catch him by the